With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So we're here we are. Here we are. Oh, hello, Kerry. How can I help?
Hello, Kerry. My name's not Kerry.
She wants earphones. Why do you want earphones? No. Vain charades. Yes.
She can just talk with her mouth. She should use the words.
She's saying she wants some hash browns.
Oh.
Is she allowed, Tom? What do you reckon?
Is that the ones with, you know, special hash brownies? Those ones.
Oh, I see.
Is that what she means by hash browns?
You're having hash brownies, aren't you?
Yeah.
Ow, don't pinch me.
Pinch him. Pinch him, Kerry. Hit him harder.
Tom's saying to pinch me harder.
Hit him harder.
Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that. No, no.
Dave?
She's me. Send help.
Oh, God.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
It didn't take her long to get involved in this show.
No, yeah, really. 2 minutes. 2 minutes in.
Not even that, yeah.
You can contribute if you like. You're going to contribute with some hash browns. Do I get a hash brown?
If you guys could just let me know when you're finished.
We're done.
I'll come back.
She's just giving me puppy dog guys. I don't know why. So she's off to make some hash browns.
And we are off to record a podcast.
We're here for podcasting. We haven't done one in like 10 years.
That's my fault, Dave, because of my course I've been.
It is your fault. It's all of this is your fault. What I mean, just one job.
And I mean, I should say now that this show won't be out for probably another 3 weeks.
No. This show is going to be perfect. So you won't need to do any editing. You just bash it together.
Apart from the first part where Kerry came in and you started chatting to her instead. We can leave that in, mate, maybe.
No, it's fine. It's an intake of an outtake.
An intake of an outtake?
Yeah, it's an outtake that's left in, so it's an intake.
Isn't that basically the whole show?
No. Well, no, we are semi-professionals. Now, at this point, two and a half
semi-professional.
Years in, we have to at least believe. Do you not agree?
Semi-professional, that's stretching it a bit far.
Amateur?
Even that is, you know, I don't know, can we...
Look, at least we're making a go of it, yeah? All right?
Progressive.
Progressive. Passive aggressiveness.
Sure, just say words.
Sure. Buzzwords.
Safe words.
safe words.
yellow.
Anyway, yes, you're listening to That's Life podcast. Is that the opening?
Perhaps if you do it again.
You're listening to That's Life podcast. It's Dave and Tom once again. It's been like 10 years a couple of weeks since we've done one of these. So we might be a bit rusty, but I'm feeling in a jolly mood because we're recording on a Friday. Tom, say something.
I'm panicking.
He's a rabbit in a headlight.
Rabbits are nice. Rabbit. I like rabbits. Rusty. I don't know what you mean, rusty. I mean, I'm smooth as always.
Oh, good.
I haven't shaved. In fact, I've got a bit of a beard going on now. That's just because I haven't shaved. Not because I'm growing one.
See, I shaved for the show.
Did you?
Yeah, to make sure I'm beautiful and clean. Because what it is, if you got an outward impression of confidence, then you exuberate confidence on the outside.
Oh, I see. You're saying a beard is a sign of a lack of confidence?
Well, no, not at all. But an unkempt facial hair, it potentially could be.
Do you want to hear my beard?
Does the fan want to hear the beard?
Okay.
Tweet now if you want to hear Tom's beard.
Can you hear it?
We can hear it. It sounds very rugged. I'm sure Catherine's that loves it. Yes, look, that's beautiful, Tom. So, how have you been?
I've been fine, thank you.
For the fan listening at home, we never actually talk. Yeah, in between shows.
Oh, yeah, no, we're not friends.
No.
We're not friends, never
really talk. No.
We just want to be famous podcasters.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know this guy at all, really.
Yeah, we don't even live in the same place.
No, miles away. Literally hundreds of miles away. Actually, I'll tell you how many miles.
It's not hundreds.
Not that anyone cares. I think it is hundreds. No, it is hundreds. It's 267 miles.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, told you. It's quite a lot of miles. We only ever message each other on social medias between shows. We don't actually talk. So it's weird. It's nice to
hear your voice.
Exactly. It's always nice to hear your voice at first, then by the end of the show, I'm looking forward to hanging up.
Yeah, and that's why it's 6 weeks between each show, isn't it?
Exactly. We need that time to recover. Indeed. Yeah. So Tom has been focusing on his on some exams, which is why we haven't done the show for a while. So we're all wishing Tom good. No, he doesn't believe in luck. So
no,
just
don't.
Keep working hard, mate. That's all I can.
Yeah, exactly. That is what is going to get me to pass this exam, not luck.
Is that quite right? As for myself, just the usual, working hard and trying to keep my sanity. So this podcast is really a catch-up show. We've done quite a lot.
We've done loads, haven't we?
For a while, we have done quite a lot, quite a few adventures.
So many adventures.
Just a snapshot. I did the World Endurance Championship in Silverstone.
Yes.
Tom didn't. Tom didn't because he's a knobhead.
Oh, harsh words.
But I went with someone who loves me, so that's fine.
Who's that then?
I went to see Sue Perkins. There's an election coming up in the UK, so we got that to talk about.
With that, your biggest fan, what's her name? Theresa May. Yeah, that's the one.
Why would you mention her name during
Teresa,
our show?
Theresa, baby.
Why would you tarnish
Teresa?
The show?
Teresa,
that two-faced woman's name in this show.
Get it out, Dave. Just release your stresses.
No, later.
I mean, say if she was here now, what do you think you would say to her?
We'll get her on. We could get her on the show. Tweet Theresa May.
No,
say,
we're not.
Come on.
We're not gonna drop down to her standard. Come on. Come on, we've got Mark on the show. We're not going to drop. We've had Mark
we go
on
from,
the show.
Go from Mark to Theresa May.
Yeah, it's quite a drop.
Quite a jump, I would say. What else has happened? What have you done, Tom? You went to UK, didn't you? Oh, wait, no, you didn't.
Bring that up.
Sorry.
So I was meant to fly to Brighton, and the fog came in, and we didn't go. And we were going to go and watch the football, and obviously couldn't do that. So that was pretty hard to take, but
big gut in that. Yeah. I feel you.
But
man.
I'm really glad you brought it up.
Well, I was just trying to wrap my brains about, other than doing your exam, what you've been up to.
Yeah, not much really. What have I been up to? I've pretty much been doing my course.
Just course. You've been good.
Yeah.
You've been focusing on your exam, so which is fair play. That's gonna get you going in your career.
I hope so.
Of course, we don't mention our careers on this show.
No, we don't. We don't.
We're all about the podcast, and the big mention, of course, on the show is that we would like to officially announce the unveiling of the official
officially
That's Life website.
Woo! I'll put in some like.
Ta-da! You know,
fanfare.
Bit fanfare. fanfare. Way.
Yeah, woo. Yeah, so, applause as well. So, I'll put in a bit of applause as well. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
Is it two and a half years of doing this show, and I have finally got round. Well, we did it together.
Well, I mean, I've nagged you for maybe
a year.
A year and a half, maybe.
And the website is now live.
It's up.
And if you want to visit, it's the web address is...
Huh? Oh, you're asking me? What? Oh. The website is www.
Yep. Good.
Yep. What did I say? www.
All the W's.
That's live.
Yeah, that's right.
And, yeah, there it is. Is that it? Was that right?
Not
was that close?
Quite. No, well, you're 90% of the way there.
I think my mic was on mute.
Was it? Okay, well, I'll finish there. Our website is www.thatslife.co.uk. Check it out for all the latest goings-on in the world of That's Life. There's some amusing stuff on there. Hope you like. We've got a blog there as well. Hopefully we're going to put up some interesting things. Check it out. Give us your feedback. Let us know what you think.
There is a little feedback.
Oh, there's a contact.
In fact, write to us if you like.
Abuse
to Dave. Thanks to me.
Yeah.
So that's how it's going to be split. Yeah. So abusive ones will go towards Dave.
Yeah.
And then all the nicer ones, you know, to me.
We've got all this set up. So please use the website. We'll be monitoring the traffic. So if you don't come, we'll come find you.
and that goes for the entire world, okay?
Indeed.
Nobody gets off here. Yeah. You've all got to go and see the website. We will find you.
Go now. Just go do it. The website, you can find some funny videos from our YouTube channel. We got a best moments section. We should put the links into the best moments section.
It's still a work in progress.
It's still a work in progress, but it's there and it's usable. So
it might be a year till it's, you know, finished.
Yeah, we need to sort the blogs out. The blog's still all that.
Well, I mean, I've had my course and stuff to be doing. As soon as that's done, I'm going to be
doing loads
of stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, I want to do a blog about the WEC to go in a bit more detail.
Oh, you should,
And some pictures about what happened.
You should try and do it.
Watch out for that.
You should try and do it quite soon whilst it's all fresh.
No. My intention was this weekend to bash that one out. So shall we continue? Shall we... start the show. We've got some funny things lined up, and do we have a musical moment?
No.
Well, how about we just throw an old one in? Let's go old school.
Throw an old one in. Oh,
throw an oldie.
You pick the one.
Me pick. Oh,
well, you can't remember any.
Well,
of
let's
them,
go
can
to
you?
The website and check out the musical moments.
It's not there yet.
Why isn't it there yet?
Because I've had an exam to revise for. Dave, what have you been doing?
I've been traveling on trains, mate.
So why can't you work on the site then? So I'm shouting.
Why can't you do it? I'm sorry. Okay, so I think we should play I Missed the Deadline.
Oh, that's a nice choice.
See? I do know. See? Yeah. So don't you dare claim I don't know your song, because I know. So here is I Missed the Deadline by Tom Delacour. I said your full name there. Should I do that again?
That's fine.
Say it again. Okay. So here is I Missed the Deadline from Tom
Delacour.
Okay.
It's driving me crazy. Why did I leave it all until the night before? Probably because I'm late. Couple of friends want to go out for a drink. I'm persuaded so easily. promised myself I'll only have one. Okay, maybe two. The rest of the night is hazy. I went out with my friends for a drink at the pub. Next thing I know, we're dancing in a club. It's 2 a.m. My work's in at 12 a.m. Oh no, I missed the deadline, and now my life is over. They say it will be fine, but they don't hold the answers. How did I end up in this place? When all along the answer has been staring me in the face. Maybe I could have worked a little. What the hell are resets for? I missed the deadline, but I've got 3 months until next one. Sitting on cloud nine, 'cause now I've got plenty of time to get my. Probably end up just having fun. Yeah, I'll probably end up dropping out of uni.
We're back. I hope you enjoy. So that gets us back into the swing of things. So Tom, what would you like to bring up first?
Ooh, well, we've got a list of stuff here. A list that you've made. Oh, I would like to hear about your attempt to put up a picture. Because this has got to be good.
You reckon it's good?
You doing DIY?
A bit of DIY? Yeah, I got a bit of DIY. Yeah. And my voice has gone really high.
Do you know what DIY stands for?
Do it yourself.
Oh.
What?
Well, that's right. Yeah, I was kind of hoping that you didn't know.
Yeah, of course I know.
What?
Yeah, so we got, Kerry's got like a bunch of
photos, pictures,
images, pictures, like in photo frames that she's acquired over the years, and they've just kind of been in the either in the shed or just lying on the floor because we're not sure what to do with them. And obviously, this is where we're renting a place. It's in our, it's not our house, so we don't want to like make too many.
Yeah, you can't really put holes in the wall. Yeah,
exactly. But I figured, oh, screw it. we got some some polyfiller, so I could, when we leave, we could just fill it in.
Didn't you? They won't know. Didn't you buy no more nails? Is that all part of your story?
So I was on Amazon. I was like, what could I do? Oh, there's no more nails stuff, isn't there? I could give that a go. So I was like, fine. So I placed my order from Amazon. Other e-commerce websites are available. And it came down a few days later. I was like, okay, fine. We'll give this a go. So it just like it's just sticky tape. So really strong. It's what it is. It's meant to be really strong. So I stuck the four corners of the picture Kerry has. I'm like, okay, try this out. So I found a nice place I wanted to put it. So I stuck it up and held it there with my hands for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
I was like, okay, is this working? I don't know. I don't want to let go. I don't want to let go. Okay, it didn't smash straight away.
Oh.
it stayed up for about 4 hours.
All right. And what time did it?
Oh, about 2 a.m.
Oh, so you were in the bed and you heard a smash.
Well, no, it woke us up.
Oh God!
So I thought, what the hell? What the hell is that? So I went
we're
downstairs.
Being burgled.
I went downstairs like, oh my God! Is there someone? Oh my, what am
I'm
I doing?
Being brave. I'm being brave.
I'm a big boy. So I got in. I was like, oh, what's happened? I can't see any... Oh.
Oh, that
well, the thing
sense.
Was, right, I've got my DVD rack up against that wall, and so the picture had, like, fallen off and stood under behind it.
Oh,
so
right.
So I couldn't see it straight away, so I had to go... I put the lights on. And I, oh, there. Oh, oh, that's what's happened. And,
yeah.
Well, unfortunately, on its way down, the frame smashed a power socket.
Oh, no!
In the wall.
Oh, did, what?
It's bloody completely gone. I was like, how has it done this? It's not that heavy.
That's ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
Are you going to sue them?
Sue who? No More Nails?
Yeah. Because they destroyed your electrical. That's going to cost you. And it's all their fault.
Well, what I've done, I've just sort of, so it was completely hanging. I just pushed it back and like shoved it up, and it's kind of in place,
okay.
and it still works. So it's like, unless you look, you're none the wiser.
So let's just hope the landlord doesn't tune into this podcast.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure they won't. It's okay. It's okay. The power sockets does still work. But when I first got, it's like plasterboard all over the floor and stuff. But so I figured, No More Nails. What a load of rubbish. So I got some picture hooks and just hammered into the wall, and now the picture is fine and it's up.
So but what we've learned from this is just use nails.
Just bang a nail in. That's guaranteed to stay lit up.
That is the way our dads would have done it. Dads.
Dear. So, yeah. So, that didn't go so well. But I've had other success. I managed to put up quite a big mirror in the bedroom. And that stayed up. So, I'm pleased about that.
That's good. Yeah, you don't want to break that.
No. But bought it. Yeah. But anyway. So, that was my little incident putting up a photo. It's okay now. But exciting at the time.
The British duo from Britain give you life. That's life. Dave, Tom, one microphone. Each.
Yeah. That's brilliant. I'm going to sneeze now.
Oh, bless. God bless you, child. God bless you, child.
You know what would be good is like a good, fun fact. The amount of times I've sneezed in the 2.5 years of That's Life podcasting.
Or the
it's like a real fan thing to know, isn't it?
Someone out there, the fan.
Go
through the podcast, do a total.
Yeah.
Twitter us in. Let us know how many times.
Twitter us in, did you say?
Tweeter us in. Let us know how many times Tom has sneezed while recording the shows. That'll be a fun fact. I mean, you can put it on the website and we'll give you we'll give you a t-shirt.
We will firstly need to make t-shirts.
No.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, we've got loads of them.
We've got a bucket full, mate.
We've got a bucket full of t-shirts.
Absolute. Yes. So, yes, I have a thing for you, Tom.
You have a thing for me?
I want to redo that intro. I want to see how uncomfortable this idea brings to you. So this is something that was brought up at work, but it's not to do with work. We were just having a casual chat. But when the guy said about this, I literally went cold. As for all, like,
okay.
God, this is horrible.
Cold.
So I just wanted to see, I literally felt cold. I felt sick. This is the thought of it. So what it is, right? So you're with like a bunch of mates, like a big group of you.
Okay. Yeah.
And you go to like the fanciest website, fanciest restaurant you know of, and the idea is you all egg each other on to order the most expensive, lavish thing on the menu. So
okay.
It's like, all right, you get the T-bone steak with like a side of ribs or something. Oh, and then your mate is like, oh, what drink should we have? And it's like, oh, get the champagne, whatever.
Yep.
So you all do that. You have a starter, and you have the main, and you have dessert, and then you have a
coffee,
whatever, so you basically the idea is to rack up the biggest bill possible. Okay, so then end of the night when you're all done, the waiter or waitress comes over, and and then they put the bill on the table, and what everyone does, they whip out their credit cards, put them in on the thing, then when the waiter comes back, you say to the waiter, right, pick one, whoever being picked pays.
Oh, I see. I don't have a credit card, so I'm winning from the start.
Debit card, credit card, whatever.
A card of choice, yeah.
So basically the waiter chooses who pays this ridiculous bill. What would you say if someone suggested that?
I don't know. It's interesting because the more of you there, the less chance you'll get picked. But if you do get picked, the more the bill will be.
The bill will just escalate. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, I wouldn't do it.
Oh my days! I would never get involved in that. I'm not a betting man. I mean, you're a betting man. I'm not a betting man in the slightest.
What I'd say is just if you're rich enough that it's not too big a deal.
Yeah, you can.
Then it would be quite fun, I think. So say if we did it, we went for a coffee, say, and then we all had like a nice one and a cake, like between four of us, say, and it came to like £25, say, like you know. And then we're like, oh, who's going to pay? Oh, it's Dave again. Whatever.
Dave again. It's like, God damn it.
I think then in that case, that's might be quite fun.
Or lunch.
But if you can't afford it, if it's like a week's wages or something, then...
Yeah. Just gone.
I wouldn't get involved, I don't think. But then I am quite mundane.
Shouted like.
I'm quite risk averse, so.
When the guy said it, I was like, oh my god, there is no way I would get any touch anywhere near that. I would just run a mile.
And Ben, what if it doesn't take your card? Do you then go to the next
you get declined.
You're like, right, you're saved.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's not working. Phew. Sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm having a whiskey and a.
Are you?
A Coke. Yeah.
What now?
Mm. Yeah.
You're drinking whilst podcasting.
I'm drinking and podcasting.
Never drink and podcast. Sue me.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Mark. I'm pretty famous. You're listening to That's Life. I was on there once.
So, I suppose the next big thing to talk about is the Silverstone.
Ooh. As in, we're going to Silverstone.
We are going to Silverstone in a few... Well, not long, actually. It was three months away. God, it's not long, is it?
July.
That is not,
That is not long. It's what, not long
not
at all.
Scary thought. But no, not the Formula One. This was last weekend, where we went to Silverstone for the World Endurance Championship.
If you heard last year's show, the one called That's Life on Tour, me and Dave went to this a year ago.
Yeah,
but I couldn't go this time, so he went with his girlfriend.
I did.
And she had a great time.
She didn't let me down. Silverstone can be quite a difficult place at the best of times. I would have enjoyed it more if I'd come home and had like a decent night's sleep in my own bed.
Yes.
And got the day. Yeah, okay.
Which is why you should have had a car.
Do you agree with that? Which why I had a car. Yeah,
you should have gotten a car by now.
The whole camping experience, it's great, but it is tough.
It's awful.
I mean, it's awful.
It's great, it's terrible.
This year, we had Kerry's tent and we had mats to sleep on, which we didn't have last year. So I have no idea how we did it last year, because I was still pain in yeah. pain this year, even with the mats. And these, okay, we could have a little bit of a cuddle and all that, but it was so cold. These, the only one thing, it didn't snow this year. It wasn't icy, so that's one thing.
That's
it
good.
Seemed to go quicker this year. I don't know whether that's because I've done it before.
Yeah, perhaps.
But I don't know. It felt. I think last year maybe was slightly better. The race this year was amazing.
Yeah.
The main race, and it wasn't just the WEC. There was Formula 3.
Oh yeah, so that wasn't there last year. Mm. That was
no. I can't remember what was in last year. Because there was the European Le Mans Series, the main Le Mans Series, and what was the other support race?
Was it Porsche Cup or something?
Was it Porsche Cup? Yeah, something like that.
I think
like
it was
that.
The Porsche Cup.
So that wasn't here this year, but they had the Formula V8s, which were they're basically Formula 1 cars, not that level, but they were damn fast. And obviously then there was the ELMS cars and the main WEC cars. And it was awesome seeing Formula-type cars go around Silverstone.
Oh, I bet,
I showed you some of the photos. I put some of the photos up on the blog when it's up.
Yeah.
So exciting to watch. They're just so fast. There's a couple of good moments, good overtakes. But for me, the best part was the WEC race. It was so close. So, you think it's a 6-hour race.
Yeah.
And the winning car, the Toyota won the race, only took the lead with 12 minutes to go.
Oh, really?
That's how close it was. Went down to the wire. He passed the Porsche to win. Because the Porsche team, they didn't do a final pit stop. They kept their car out there.
Ah, so tyres weren't as good and stuff.
Exactly. So he was on the tyres. And the weather kept the teams guessing because it was kind of dry for a bit. Then it got a bit wet. So they had intermediate tyres on. Then they had to put the wet tyres on. Then back to dries. Yeah, just so exciting. And where we were sit, we had quite a few good vantage points. We went round different parts of the track.
Yep.
We saw the Porsche, one of the Porsche GT cars was literally on fire next to us. We were like, oh my God. But at that point, my camera had run out of battery.
Oh, no.
But there we go. It's just such a good weekend. It was good. Good food. It wasn't the same guy we had at the campsites last year.
Oh, it wasn't. What was his name? Brandon. Brandon.
Was it? I can't remember.
I think you made that up.
I think I might.
Bloody Brandon.
Just an Aussie. Brendan. Bloody Brendan. Oh, yeah. So, you remember there's a pub on the campsite.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Called the Petrolhead.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And on the... So on the Friday night we were there. We went there quite early actually because I think we were quite tired. So we didn't watch the end of the practice session for WEC. So we just wanted to get to have some food before people got there and have a drink and then get to the tent. It wasn't as busy as last year that I remember.
Okay.
It was quite lots of space. We pitched the tent up somewhere differently as well. Not where we did. We last year we put it on the other side.
Okay.
But so when we got to the Petrolhead Pub, we had some food, then we sat down, had a drink, just had a little chat, and then there was this German guy.
Oh yeah, who, you told me yeah.
I briefly mentioned this. He had quite a few. I think he'd been drinking all day,
right?
And he came up to, when we got in, he was trying to talk to the barmaid with a friend of mine. He didn't speak very much English. But then he comes up to us. He sits down. And he's like beckoning us over. We were like, "No." I said, "No, you're okay. You're okay." But he wouldn't take no for an answer. So
right.
He comes up to us, and then he's all like, "Hey, where are you? Where are you from?" But in like really broken English and stuff.
What kind of what sort of age was he?
Oh man.
Roughly,
I'd say probably 30s, maybe 20, okay. Maybe late 20s. So he was kind of like our sort of age.
Yeah. Okay.
Didn't get his name, so we'll call him Herman. And he was his mate.
Herman.
Herman the German. I assumed he was German. He could
great,
be Austrian. Who knows?
Great German name.
Great German. Herman. Name. Absolutely. And then he's. Oh, it's funny because I don't know if you noticed this, mate, but the cups on the wall, they were there last year, but it's actually got a picture of Jersey on them.
Oh, really?
It says Jersey on them. So I'm like, we noticed that. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And he was like, where are you from? And so I said, all right, follow me. I'm from there. And he's like, what, you're from the wall? Or stuff like that. In his best English friends. Yeah. And he's like, taking the piss. But then it's like, he wouldn't leave us alone. We were just there just to finish our drink.
He just wanted a friend.
He was with a friend of mine.
A friend of yours?
Friend. No, not a friend of mine.
Oh.
He was with a friend, and the guy was just like, oh my God. You could see in his face. Just,
what are you doing, man?
And he comes up to us, he's like, talk to me. He's like, I need your help. I need to flirt with barmaid. I said to him, mate, you never chat up the barmaid. That's what I said to him.
Oh, you're sort of going like, I am not the right person to ask. I'm sorry.
Don't ask me, man. But he said, he goes to Kerry, oh, he is a womanizer or something. Like, get lost.
All right, mate. Just call it now.
Yeah. So he was off his face. So we finished our drinks and left, and I just leave him. We'll leave him to it.
And then he came round our tent.
Oh, I was worried. I was seriously worried. I thought he was going to follow us back to the tent. It's like, just go away. Oh. That was funny. And then on the second night, there was like a live band and stuff, which was quite cool. But then they finished their first half and they said, oh yeah, break for 15 minutes. Half an hour later, they were still nowhere to be seen. So me and Kerry were just like, let's just go.
Yeah.
We've had enough of this. Oh, and this guy who'd obviously lost a bet walked in, and he was wearing the skimpiest outfit possible. It was just so cold as well.
Yeah.
We were there thinking, what are you doing?
Seriously.
Okay, it's enough. That's enough.
Yeah, I think we're going to leave.
I don't know if you remember the heating thing they had last year as well.
Yeah.
The big funnel with the flames coming out. They had that as well. That was quite the camping was interesting.
And you had a nice time. That's the main thing. Because I'm glad I didn't stop you from going and enjoying yourself. Because, you know, that would have been bad if...
No, it was fine. It was fine. I got over it. The only downside to the whole thing was Kerry forgot to bring her purse with her, so I had to pay for everything.
Oh, convenient.
Indeed.
Yeah. I can imagine you being like, you've forgotten your what? You're joking me? You've forgotten your purse? You've got to be joking me. You're not joking me. You've actually forgotten your purse. You've actually not got any money for this expensive weekend.
Yeah. Well, I brought quite a bit of money with me. And, well, all I can say is, thank goodness I had my credit card with me, because otherwise we would have been in trouble.
Is there not an on-site cash point or anything?
There is, yeah, but it charges you to take some money out. We bought some lanyards to put our passes in.
Oh, yeah.
As well. I'll have to show you. It says Silverstone on it.
Oh, nice.
So I'll be bringing this with us to the Formula One.
Yeah, the Formula
One. You can borrow one if you like.
Oh, thanks.
To put the things in. And I've got all the stuff here, actually. I've got the book. We bought the book.
Oh, yeah, nice. Again. All the merch.
Yeah, all the merch. Yeah, there's a man in here called Robert Kubica. There's a picture of him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why he's in there. He never turned up.
He didn't go, did he? Yeah.
But no, he pulled out the last minute.
Oh.
Bruno Senna was there, though.
Ah,
we walked past Alan McNish.
Oh, I saw. Yeah, he'd sent me a picture.
It's Alan McNish.
Oh.
Yeah, we walked past Alan. That was quite fun.
Second rate F1 driver there.
Second rate F1 driver, but world champion WEC driver.
Oh, really? Oh, well, that's more impressive.
Quite.
That's more impressive.
Obviously I had my camera with the improved lens, so I managed to get some pretty cool shots, which you've seen a few.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know they were from me, would you say they were of professional quality?
If I saw them on a news page, then I wouldn't be like, that's rubbish. I'd be just normal, like.
Oh, normal.
Yeah, no, but like I'd sit and go, normal. Oh, that's quite nice. and then just scroll down to the news.
You just scroll on.
You know, like you have on the news, you tend to have on your phone, if you have a look at the news on your phone.
Yeah, there's
a thing at the top, you should say. There were some very nice ones.
Very, very nice. I'll take very nice.
Very nice.
So it was good practice for the Formula One, actually, because I know all the good, like some of the good spots.
Yeah.
That we can get some cool pictures with.
And it will be good for us, like we can do some, like, because we'll both be there, we can do live tweets, and because I know you did a few Facebook Lives.
Did a handful.
But you didn't talk or anything.
No,
so,
it's more fun.
Which would have been, I would have preferred if you had said some words, I think.
Oh, okay.
But at least if we're both there, we can say some words.
Indeed, we bounce off each other. That's part of the show.
Yeah, that's how it works.
So, no, absolutely. It was a good Easter weekend. Yeah. Oh, yes. It's happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter. Yeah. We didn't do any Easter show, but you can just tune into last year's.
Indeed. Yeah. So this is kind of the Easter show. Did you get mini chocolates?
Oh, I did. I got like two or three eggs, I think.
Ooh.
Which is quite good. If when you're a kid, you get piles and piles of them. You used to get loads?
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas now you get like three and it's like, I've done well here. I've got three. It's pretty good.
Bit of a sad story on my side. So me and Kerry realised it's going to be Easter on the Sunday when we're there. So we're like, okay, we can't take an egg with us. So we'll just buy like some little Kinder eggs and just be like, ego sort of thing.
Oh, so she doesn't buy you a birthday gift, but Easter eggs are like important to make sure you get some sort of gift.
It is, but well, hold on. So the day before, on the Saturday, when we were sorting the tent out, my little Kinder egg sadly came to an unfortunate end.
Oh, no.
Underneath Kerry's foot.
So
I had a broken Kinder egg to eat, which was a bit sad. Oh. But it's fine.
Are you still glad you went with her and not me? I mean, she forgot to bring her purse and she smashed her Easter egg.
Smashed my Easter egg with her foot. Which I was looking forward to. It met an unfortunate end. But never mind. Just as tasty. It was just as tasty.
I'm sure it was. It tastes exactly the same.
Oh, dear. That's
in fact, you'd have to chew it less. So that's probably...
Exactly.
It's a nicer gift in a lot of ways.
Improved. It's an improvement.
Yeah.
So there we are. I do have a bit of a story about an Easter egg, though. So,
go on.
Mum sent us a surprise Easter egg. From Thornton's, and it's really huge. It was huge. It came in a massive box. I was like, oh my god, what is this? Thornton's. she wrote on it, "Happy Easter, Dave and Kerry." It's really nice. I was like, this is so nice.
Yeah.
I got it out. And the Easter egg had completely melted.
Oh, no.
I was like...
Never send chocolate in the post.
I was like, Mum, what is this? Honestly, what...
It's a joke.
What is it? So, well, she hadn't sent it in the post. She'd ordered it from Thornton's directly.
Oh.
You see? So they had sent it, and in the process of coming to us, it melted.
Oh.
And it was just a blob of chocolate. In the bottom of this plastic.
Did you tell her?
Yeah, no, I sent her a picture saying, "What is this?"
Oh,
she was obviously very unhappy.
See, if I had been me, I would have just said it was delicious, and then your mum would have been like, all felt nice.
And... well, I said thanks. Yeah, it's quite a surprise. I've never seen such a monstrosity.
Oh, did Thornton's make up for it?
They did indeed. Well, what had happened, obviously, they had used a certain shipping company who must have just had a whole box of them and just shoved them somewhere in a warehouse over the hot weekend. And lo and behold, it melted. So Thornton's, mum got in contact with Thornton's and they sent another one out pretty much the next day.
Oh.
And it arrived and it was fine, using a different shipping company.
Good stuff. Oh, well, that's nice.
It's beautiful. We haven't started eating it yet.
So you got two eggs.
Well, I've eaten that one.
Yeah. Oh, you've eaten the monstrosity.
I've eaten the melted one, but the other one's too good to eat. It's beautiful. It says thingy. So yeah, no. For fair play to Thornton's, they managed to sort it out. But the worst part is,
thank you, Thornton's.
I'd sent a tweet to Thornton's, and a certain newspaper picked up my tweet.
Really?
And I appeared on their website.
Really? Oh, why didn't you tell me about this?
I thought you saw it. I put it on Facebook. I put it on my social media that I'm listed. I'm appearing on a certain annoying newspaper's website.
Oh.
Did you not see that?
I don't know. I'm not sure I did.
Hold on, I'll send
it. So what did they say?
It basically, lots of people, the same thing had happened to lots of people. That the...
they'd all got melted ones.
Their egg had melted, so it was kind of like a big thing.
Doesn't look good for them, does it?
Indeed. So I appeared as one of the many tweets... There you go, I sent that.
Oh, I've got a thing. Hold on.
As one of the many tweets. You can see my chocolate egg. I was at work, and I was scrolling down during lunch break. I said to my colleague, oh my God, it's me.
My face!
Yeah. It's my thing! How dare they? They didn't ask my permission or anything.
Customers order their Easter eggs online, only for them to arrive days later, completely melted.
Oh, disastrous.
Hold on, it's not loading. Ooh, there's pictures of...
Yeah, there's naughty pictures on this website. Other better newspaper websites are available.
Oh, that looks really sad.
Have you found my one?
No. Dave Good Queen! Fonten's Chops. Just received this as a surprise expense from my mum. What happened? Oh, that does look bad.
They even got the caption wrong. Look.
What do you mean?
Look at the caption underneath. That
Dave Queen got in touch with Fonten's after Easter egg. He ordered melted in the heat.
But I didn't order it. I put it as I said, Easter present for my mum. They got that wrong.
God, idiot.
That's the level.
You should have put in hashtag that's life or something, you know, because if it's being seen by loads of people,
now
you missed a trick there.
Hey kids, don't do drugs. Listen to That's Life instead. We promise it's almost as good.
I just want to say a quick hi to some podcasting friends of ours.
Oh, yes.
So the NRF1 podcast have been very, very nice, and they've allowed us to join their prediction league. You just predict what you want. So you sort of get points on... I think you get points on taking a bit more of a risk and that sort of thing. Like if you sort of just go for things like, I think so and so will finish in the top 10, then that's not, you know, that's no fun. But if, like, you say, I think
Lance Stroll will crash,
yes, or someone won't make it to the grid or something obscure.
Something interesting. Jack Villeneuve will make a surprise.
Yes. Yeah, well, no, that'd be ridiculous.
But, exactly, that's the point.
Yeah, and I think we're going to be on their show again. We were on their show last year. We did a few sort of clips for them.
Little segments.
And I think we're going to be on their show again this year. And I think they're going to set us up on their site with a blog page as well. So I think that's all to sort of come. So if you're an F1 fan and you enjoy podcasts, then you should check out them because they are great. And then there's another show called Back of the Grid, which are a new F1 themed show. And you know that King thing podcast?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're good. I like their show.
Yeah, they've got a nice show as well. Tom from that show is on this show with another... two people, I think. I hope that's right. But they...
we got that one right.
But they too have a prediction league, which they've allowed us to join as well. So thanks to them. And their show is good as well. And you should, again, if you're an F1 fan, you should check it out. Because I think it's great.
You're telling us to.
I'm telling us to go once you've heard this show. To their shows.
What I'd like to do on our new brand new website, which you can find at www.deathlife.co.uk, is put down our Me and Tom do a little predictions thing as well. So we might
yeah, for fun, really.
That.
Yeah.
For funsies and we'll and bragging rights.
Well, yes, and that too. Oh yeah, but we did the pre-season ones, didn't we?
Yeah, we can add all that in there. We can make a little page.
Because we do for fun, like,
it'll be nice.
Pre-race ones sometimes, but we have our pre-season predictions.
Yeah, so we'll get to that. We'll get round. So watch out for that coming soon.
That's life. Not as bad as a kick in the balls.
What was that to do? You haven't mentioned my beautiful face.
Oh, yes. Dave's beautiful face.
Done. Right.
Tick.
Tick. I went to see Sue Perkins, the comedian.
Yes, you did. You did.
Yep. Done.
Right. Was she good? Was she funny?
She was funny. We saw, yeah, she was talking about her book and about, like, baking in the tents that she used to do. Well, she didn't do any baking, but she hosted a show to do with baking. I think Catherine liked it. She was good. We actually saw her before the show, and we tried to flag her down to get an autograph, but she disappeared into the distance.
She was like, oh, God, I don't like the look of that guy.
Pretty much.
I'll just pretend I haven't seen him.
We managed to get her autograph after the show. We had a very brief hello, you know, well, as you do with celebrities.
Did you say about the show? Did you like promote the podcast?
No, I don't think she'd be interested in what we do. No. So Sue Perkins, yeah, she was funny. She was we enjoyed her. I think the show could have been a bit longer, but never mind. It was good fun. Good fun.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Right.
Do you think we have time for one more thing?
I think we can fit in one
fit
more
in
thing.
One more
There's question. The election coming up. So Miss Theresa May, beautiful lady shit she is.
you're a number one fan.
She has decided to call a snap election because she realizes that there's no one that can oppose her and her views, so she's going to do it now, get out of the way, be re-elected, and then do what she wants to do. So this is my calling to everyone out there who is kind of, I guess, our generation. Go out and bloody vote. No, don't do like in the referendum where no one of our generation bloody voted. Vote, for goodness sake.
And vote against her.
If you want to vote Tory, go ahead. Vote the Conservative if you really think they're the right people that could run the country. But if you don't, make your voice heard, for goodness sake. It's just silly not. It's silly not to. People get annoyed by politics, and people say, "Oh, politician, blah blah blah." But this stuff affects you. It really, really does. Register to vote. Go share stuff on your social media. Get other people to go do it. It is important, especially at this time. Just annoys me that our generation, me and Tom's generation, the millennials or whatever, we're the generation that are going to suffer the most with this government if they keep doing what they're going to do. So please do what you can.
I feel like that means a lot to you, Dave. You're getting quite you're
quite
getting
animated.
Going a bit there. I could sense the pain and anguish.
Indeed. I just feel this country is being taken over by the right wing a little bit too much for my liking, and people should stand up for what they believe in.
So, are you going to vote then? Presumably,
well,
yes. Having
I should. My initial thought was, what's the point? Because Theresa May is going to win. But when you think about it, if you don't try, you've already lost.
Yeah, so, if you all think that way, then you've got no chance.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Well, I don't know. I'm just going to say it. I'm torn between voting for either the Green Party, because why the hell not?
Yeah.
Or the Liberal Democrats, because
That's great, Dave.
You can't vote Labour because Jeremy Corbyn can run a sausage factory.
Hashtag ripped.
Ripped. At least the Liberal Democrats are just trying to take back some form of control.
You voted for Green Party last time, didn't you?
No, I voted Labour last time.
Oh,
to my shame.
I really let myself down.
Yeah, I should have voted Green Party. I'm going to vote Green Party next time.
Oh, yeah.
Either then or... Wait for the debates on TV, because Theresa May's already backed out of them. Coward. She doesn't need... She realise she doesn't need to. She thinks she's going to win hands down. Prove her wrong.
Yeah, that's all... That would be great if she lost, eh? Like, her face.
Yeah, quite frankly, the only people in this country that vote for the Conservatives are rich people. And the elder generation.
Well, because... that's sort of what they stand for. Like, that was...
Yeah,
isn't it?
That's the point. The rich get richer.
Yep. And the poor get poorer.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So, if you're fed up with that, vote for someone else, please.
I mean, I would vote, but I can't, obviously, so...
No, indeed. You guys haven't...
Yeah.
I wish I was in Jersey. No, it's just simpler. You haven't got a say.
Well, we can vote for the states here. We've got which are, like, way worse. I really can assure you that...
No one gives a damn.
There's some real joke acts in there. Jesus.
So yes. We are millennial liberal idiots. So deal with it.
Nice.
At least I am. I don't know about you.
Yeah, well, I can't really do anything because I'm here. So I'm Jersey.
Woo! Go Jersey.
Woo! Go Jersey.
Go team. Yeah. So Theresa... I'm still going on. I'm not finished.
So what would you say to her if she was here?
I'd say, would you please just pick a side? Because she was against Brexit, then she was made leader of Conservatives.
What do you mean she was against Brexit?
Well, before the referendum, she was on Remain. She wanted to remain in the EU.
So why did they vote her in as the new Prime Minister?
Exactly. These politicians are just
idiots.
They do what they want. Politicians.
I thought David Cameron left because he was against
it. Exactly.
And then they bring in someone who was also Remain.
Also Remain. Exactly. And now she's all, oh, we got to do what the people voted for. 27% of people in this country voted for Brexit. The rest didn't. How can 27%... I'm not going to go into this because it's just absolutely absurd, but it's quite ridiculous. So we will see what happens.
If you had your way, who would you put in?
Cool.
Can you think of one person you'd like to be Prime Minister?
Prime Minister. Oh, I've seen Tim Farron. He seems all right. Leader of the Liberal Democrat Party. He seems to, you know, he stands up for liberal values, and that's what I'm all about. So, I think he'd be all right.
# vote Tim. Go on, Tim.
Go Tim.
Go Tim. Yeah. Oh, it's about time they brought that back.
It is actually interesting because I think I was reading today that the Liberal Democrats have actually received the most donations and the most amount of new members joining them for a very long time. So I think they're going to win quite a few seats in this election.
Yeah.
I doubt they won't. Yeah, they're not going to get a majority, but I think they're going to win more seats than they did last time. That's for sure.
Was it not last time, but the time prior to that?
They formed a coalition with the Conservative government. It's just awful. If they had done a coalition with Labour and got in power that way, then they would be in such a strong position. At the time, people just wanted Labour out of government, and that's what they got. And now we're in the problem we're in now because Conservatives have just bedded themselves in. No one likes Conservatives just running this country into the dirt, and just they just give out handouts of their friends in higher places. Yeah. So let's hope for some actual real change come this time. I'm done now.
Good, because you were getting, you know, deep there. We should finish on a lighter note, you know. We can't leave on this sort of a downer. Pick a nice thing to finish on, Dave.
Ooh. So I was on BuzzFeed the other day.
Oh yeah.
You know BuzzFeed, that website? It's good. BuzzFeed literally have done everything.
What's BuzzFeed?
Oh, it's like a topical news website. See, okay. being the millennial liberal idiot that I am, this is the sort of websites I go on.
Yeah.
And it was like a quiz thing about how you and your partner, what you'd like do together. So there was stuff like, do you pick each other's bogeys? No,
what?
We don't do that.
What?
Yeah, no.
Do people do that?
You say yes or no, and then it's like, how many people voted that? Quite a few people picked that, which is quite disgusting.
What the like, hell?
Yeah, I know. And like, pick each other's pick each other's.
That's disgusting. Oh man.
Pick each other's spots. I was like,
what's
no,
wrong with people?
Great.
These are the same people that are voting for Brexit and stuff.
Brexit. They don't understand. But no, there was one which was. I was like, no, that is disgusting. And it was, do you go to the loo in front of each other?
Oh.
I was just like, no. And like the majority of people said yes. I was like, what the actual
what the hell?
No, the door is firmly locked. Yeah. I mean, number ones maybe, but number two.
Whoa,
no.
Seriously?
Number ones. Number ones.
Isn't that what they mean though? Like the toilet that counts going to the toilet.
No, I think it was number. Yeah, gross.
Oh, that's just horrible. That's not a nice note to finish on.
Oh, okay. I've got a nice note. So sorry if gross anyone out there. This is Buzz. That's BuzzFeed for you. So it's about my brother. So he works in
the co-op. Yeah, because I sometimes
retail
see
shop,
him.
A retail shop.
Sorry, yeah. So other retail shops are available.
Indeed. So he back in December, apparently he had a secret shopper come up to him and like to do the stuff.
Well, what's that mean? What?
You know, like
what's
the
secret shopper?
They work for the co-op, and they go see and they rate you how well you serve them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And yeah, so my brother being the person he is, he got 80% mark for that. For his thing, and the exact comments were wow/fabulous experience, and I don't think that says more than enough. So I think round of applause there for Peter, my brother.
Insert round of applause.
Well done, Pete. You did
well done, Pete.
Grand job. You can't get much better than that. So there you are.
Yeah, you could probably get 100%, but yeah.
Well, you could get on. But yeah, the thing is, he got better than the best person ever got.
So he's now the best person.
He is. He's ever. The benchmark. Ever.
He is the benchmark, yeah. Oh, well done to him.
So well done. Good job.
Good job, good man. Job. Good job.
Very, very, very good job, actually. I probably wouldn't get that.
Yeah, no,
so
I don't
that's
think
a nice
would.
Way to win. There are some other stuff that we didn't touch upon. We had some other discussions. Maybe we'll save those for next time.
We'll save them for the next show, which will be coming soon.
Well, hopefully we can kick these up more regularly.
As soon as my course is done and finished with, which is now, as I talk now, 12 days' time. So this show will be out in probably 3 weeks' time. And then we can do loads and loads of shows, and it'll be a week between, you know, I can get them out within a week.
Yeah, we can get things going.
The podcast will fly.
So sorry this show might have been a bit too wordy and not enough laughs.
We said too many words.
We did lots of words. But thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back hopefully with some more regular shows soon. So have a lovely morning, afternoon, evening, and talk to you all very soon.
Remember to check out the new That's Life website.
Contact us. Send us a message.
Yeah,
there's
a page for that, so you can just say hi or something.
Yeah, all messages will be read live on the show.
Well, let's not say all. All that appropriate will be read out. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you all next time.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.